This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. In a rare primetime hearing, the U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 Capitol riot is blaming former President Donald Trump for what it calls an attempted coup, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Donald Trump was at the center of this conspiracy.
Panel Chair Benny Thompson says it was a brazen attempt to overthrow the government by a leader who couldn't accept his election loss and then summon supporters to the Capitol.
He asked me to come on January 6th.
The hearing featured previously unseen videos of rioters saying they showed up at his urging.
We have a fight to the Capitol!
And of the violence that followed. Carnage, as Capitol Police Officer Carolyn Edwards described it in live testimony.
The absolute war zone that the West Front had become.
Other officers who fought with Thompson sat in the committee room, some tearing up and consoling each other. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meanwhile, watch parties were held around the U.S. for the broadcast. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
At a party sponsored by Democrats, about 150 people, including Justine Keithlein, watched on the big screen at the New York Society for Ethical Culture.
I think it's brilliant that they've decided to have these hearings on television, broadcast at night during prime time.
She brought her 13-year-old daughter, Nora, who was more than happy to come with her.
Just to hear, you know, the people speak about Donald Trump and about what he did, and especially about what he didn't do to protect the American people.
And they say they plan on watching more of the hearings. Julie Walker, New York.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden argued Thursday his plan to fight climate change and boost clean energy production in the Americas will bring lucrative jobs to Latin America and Caribbean nations. But analysts say he faced many hurdles between idea and implementation. VOA White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakosara reports from the Summit of Americas in Los Angeles.
Deforestation and wildfires contribute to climate challenges faced by nations of Latin America and the Caribbean. But climate adaptation presents an opportunity, said President Joe Biden, as he presented summit leaders with a proposal to reduce dependence on fossil fuels.
When I hear climate, I think jobs, good-paying, high-quality jobs, will help speed our transition to a green economy of the future and unleash sustainable growth.
At the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles, Biden welcomed 23 heads of state to discuss sustainable economic growth, migration, health, and other regional challenges. His climate plan aims to promote investments in clean energy. Observers say it's a long road between ideas and results. Luisa Duarte, fellow at the Brazil Institute Wilson Center.
I think those summits, as we know, involved a lot of announcements and not always announcements that are translated in concrete policies and concrete developments for the region.
The initiatives may meet resistance from Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro, a climate skeptic who reportedly demanded a bilateral meeting with Biden as a precondition for his summit attendance. The summit continues Friday when leaders will turn their focus on another regional challenge, migration. Patsy Wadakosara, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The United Nations said Friday unfair trials of prisoners of war amounted to war crimes after three foreigners captured fighting for Ukraine were sentenced to death by pro-Russian rebels. The UN Human Rights Office said it was concerned about the death sentences imposed Thursday by pro-Moscow separatists in eastern Ukraine on two British citizens and one Moroccan man captured by Russian troops. Western countries have reacted with outrage to the death sentences. Recapping our top story, the first public hearing by the U.S. House Committee investigating the January 6, 2021 insurrection included raw testimony from Capitol Police Officer Caroline Edwards. She told lawmakers she experienced carnage and chaos as she fought a mob at the U.S. Capitol. The police officers had to fight for hours against pro-Trump rioters, some armed with pipes, bats, and bear sprays as they charged into the Capitol. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.